it's honestly truly incredible. I feel that people have a lot of like misperceptions of what a beauty pageant is, and a lot of people think that it's literally about getting up on stage and exactly what you look like. And I feel like they've changed so much in this day and age, and they're now at an amazing place. And it's not about just how you look like, it's about your confidence and about raising money for charity and about your platform and what you stand for. It's not just about getting up on stage. And I think that's something that's really important.
Now, I understand this is something that's helped with your mental health. It was it 2017, I understand you were diagnosed with depression, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's something that I had really low confidence and really low self-esteem. And even then, like that's when sort of I started competing, and I'd competed before then, but I sort of went into a low point. And then I was like, okay, I want to compete again, because I feel that it's really helped me in like my confidence levels. And you meet such amazing people, and honestly, some of the girls' stories are truly incredible. And it's people that you wouldn't ordinarily like come across, or you wouldn't sort of meet, and you sort of cross paths. And then I've got amazing friends still now from competitions that I've done previously. So I think it's something that, yeah, working with other girls is incredible.
Your story itself is also quite empowering. So what was it that you went through?
Yeah, so I felt quite, I remember sort of, I was in quite a bad place for quite a little while. I had a little bit of a tough time at school, and it's very sort of like, I'm very career driven and very determined in everything that I wanted to do. And I knew I wanted to go to university. So I worked very hard and sort of put all my focus in that, and then forgot that actually you sort of need to make friends at the same time. So it's something that I think from that sort of moment, I also had really bad acne on my skin. So as well as sort of going through everything else, I was sort of suffering with that. And it just caused low confidence and low self-esteem. But it took me so long to go and get help and finally speak out, because I'd had an amazing upbringing and an amazing life. And I felt guilty for feeling that way, because nothing actually had gone bad in my life. There was no reason for me to feel that way. So I think it was something that was a struggle for me to sort of actually seeking help. That was a huge milestone to where I am now, really. And without seeking help, I 100% wouldn't be in the place I am now. And just a year after being diagnosed, I was with depression. I was completely sort of cleared and discharged from the doctors, and they said that I was completely fully recovered. And I think that's because I'd had such an amazing support network that I'd managed to speak out and speak to other people about.
That's fantastic. How did competing during that period also help to overcome that?
I think it was more like speaking to other girls and realizing that actually that you could choose like hundreds, thousands of things that you don't like about your body, and then other girls literally could absolutely dream of having what you have and your life and everything else. And I think it's made me feel so grateful for what I have. And I think it's something that I always used to have such low confidence, and I was sort of within myself and didn't express myself. And I think that's really like brought myself out of my shell, and I've been able to express myself, my full true bubbly happy personality, and like that's me. And it's sort of accepting that, and as well as like getting up on stage, it takes so much confidence to be up there and sort of in front of all these people staring at you. And I think that's something that you really have to like overcome, and it's really sort of like motivating in yourself to get up there and sort of be up there, and within that self, that's confidence boosting. And as well as meeting the other girls, it's been truly incredible, and that's been a huge part of my journey and my road to recovery.